Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron. This is the parsha of Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. So the Medrash Tanchuma has a shaila. Loma nitztoref Aaron le Moshe kan. Why is Aaron included together with Moshe here? So the Medrash says like this: Bikesh Hakodesh Baruch Hu liten parsha zu shel Chodesh Hazeh le Moshe la'atzmai. Hakodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give this parsha to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He's the one who should teach the parsha of Achodesh Hazeh, which is the first mitzvah shenitztava bo Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, nichnaso sanegorio, the sanegor is the defender, and lifnei Hakodesh Baruch Hu, comes to Hakodesh Baruch Hu, and it says, Omer loy, it says, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Moshe v'Aaron also is called Amoifsim. Moshe and Aaron both together performed the Moifsim in Mitzrayim. V'ato mevakesh litein es ha-parsha ha-zois, which refers to the Nisim and the the whole Korban Pesach and everything, le-Moshe bilvad, you want to give this to Moshe alone? Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu yofa limadato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, you said a good svara. V'lishneyam ani noisno, and therefore I'm going to give it to both of them and through them. That's why, was given to Moshe and Aaron. So just a very simple thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided and was fully aware of the fact that Aaron participated in the Nisim, in the Moifsim, and fully aware of the Yashrus that the Sanhedrin came up and said, Aaron was also a partner in all the efforts. Let him be together in the culmination through the Kiddush HaChodesh and the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Korban and so forth. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Moshe was the chosen. Moshe is the main one. Moshe is the one he chose to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, whatever the cheshbon was. So now all of a sudden, a Sanhedrin comes along with a svara and says, Moshe Aaron also is called Amoifsim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and he listens, he says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yofa Limadito, you said good. Now I'm going to change my opinion. I'm going to give it to Moshe, to give it through Moshe Aaron. Now, how far this applies, to whom it applies, is hard to know. But I think you see here an interesting hashkofa. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch has a cheshbon. And that's the way things are until he receives a counter-argument. But there's something about the fact that an argument was presented, whether the Sanhedrin has some special rights or there's some special beinon mechaveroi to the Sanhedrin that he's going to acquiesce to what he says. But there's something, it's not that you taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything he didn't know. And it's even hard to say that you focused him on something that he wasn't focused. To say that is it just like sandpaper on the ears to say such a thing is you can't say that. But the Teretz is now there's a new diun, now there's a new halacha, because now the statement was made, the argument was made in favor of Aaron and this participation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesces to that and says, you said a good argument. The fact that the good argument was said, how this changes the way that we have to deal with it. And I'm assuming that we find a similar thing with us. Not just with Sanhedrin, that is, a malach, I don't know, with a special authority. But Yofa Lamadato, you said good. And we also have the ability to say good. For example, we ask for the Mashiach, Tzemach Dovid Abducho Meheiro Tatzmiach, I don't think that we find any place in Shemoneh Esrei where we ask in the merit of something we've done. In fact, we know, the Gemara says, one of the things that's mazkir in Avi Noisev Shel Odom is Iyun Tefillah. Rashi explains when a person davens, he says, I davened well, I deserve that it should be answered. That sultan comes in and says, let's see how good you are, let's see what you deserve. We never ask, give us because we deserve. We always ask, give us even though we don't deserve. It seems that there's a certain thing when a person stands in front of Hashem and he's hopeful, and I refuse to give up hope. That has a certain influence that says, now that you refuse to give up hope, okay, now that's a koyach. that can influence things. And the same thing, a taina that we have, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, and we didn't add anything to him, and we didn't bring it to his attention more, but push it, just the idea that we offer this thing, there's an openness to be mekabel, that maybe the taina itself is a shtickel schus. We're not asking for in the name of the schus, but we've generated a schus. Maybe it's another koyach, but we have the ability to, so to speak, to taina sechoyis, to taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's something that I think we don't do enough of. You know, everybody says that the Baditshiva, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok, he would only come and to speak and be malabat schus, and others. We have to do that too. Yaakov Avinu said, Kael Shakai, Misha Omer Le'olam Dai, says, you said die to the world. You knew exactly the right amount between Tzaddik and Rosha, how the world has to grow, and at the point that it was a proper balance, you said die, the world stopped expanding. I'm afraid, please say the same thing to me, because I'm afraid that my tzoros will overwhelm me. We should really take tefillah seriously in terms of looking at the situation, not claiming I deserve it, but you know, it's taina. I'm going to be so hurt. I'm so this. I want to learn so much, and I want to accomplish so much, and I find it so difficult. And so, even though I know I may not deserve what I'm asking for, but just to help me to accomplish, I did my best. I tried whatever. I don't know all the tainas that we could have, but it's something that we should look more to tefillah as a true conversation, as a true discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we know that he knows what we deserve, what we don't, but there is room for the acceptance of Yofo Lamadato. Yofo, you said good. You said good. You came with a good claim. You have a good svara. There's something there. And that is something that could be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mekabel in tefillah. I think that since Chazal say tefillah is one of the things, Torah and tefillah, one of the things that need chizuk, we certainly know we need chizuk and tefillah. I think maybe the chizuk is to introduce this chiddush into the tefillah. That, you know, the Chayyodim writes that before we finish one esrei, before we say aseleman shemecho, he said yula rotzoin already, to ask bakoshes in any language for whatever you want, personal things, because that elevates the whole reality and the whole true feeling of avodah shebelev of the tefillah. I think we should think in those terms. We should think in terms of, you know, everybody has a pickle, everybody has tzoros, everybody has things, and everybody has logic to say that despite the fact that I may not deserve this, but I need it for this reason, I crave it for another reason, I have a good motivation, and but this is interfering with me. And if we made the tefillah a more realistic conversation, If we didn't just take the attitude that okay, look, Hashem knows what it is, and therefore, you know, I accept it, which we don't. We're not happy about it, but we actually come like the Sanhedrin came and says, "What? Aaron had it much to do with the Mifs of Ismail. Why shouldn't he participate in the unfolding of the Geula?" And Yofel Imanitor, you said good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that. So I think not only is it the schus of the tefillah, which makes a difference, because everybody asks the question, you know, if I deserve it, Hashem will give it to me anyway. If I don't deserve it, then what am I asking for? Teretz says, I elevate myself, I come closer to Hashem, I become more worthy. But also, there's a process, and the process seems to be to, I hate to say the words, to argue it out, to present the justification or the rationale or the need behind my request. And that, it seems, if there's a logic to it, if it's yofel imadator, it seems it can make a difference. And I think that if we have this attitude in tefillah, and we really, like, you know, figured out, like, it's like, it's just if I was preparing for a legal case, a din Torah, I do my homework and I figure out what my taina is and what I want and why I think I should be able to get it. Not so much because I deserve it, because the satan is makatri, but because I need it, because there's a certain yashrus, not me-focused, but reality-focused, situation-focused, the benefit of others-focused. I think that can make a major difference in the kavona that we would have in tefillah, in the appreciation that we would have in tefillah, and in the results that we would have from the tefillah.